BBC News with Jonathan Izard. The United States says it's speeding up the delivery of weapons to a Saudi-led coalition confronting Houthi fighters in Yemen. As the coalition continues its airstrikes on Houthi rebels, many Yemenis and foreigners are fleeing to neighbouring Djibouti, from where Ola Girin reports.
On the dockside in Djibouti, two warships drop anchor. One Indian, one Pakistani, bringing more evacuees from Yemen. As the latest arrivals came ashore today, the U.S. ambassador to Djibouti, Tom Kelly, was at the docks. With the crisis in Yemen escalating, he told us the Houthi rebels must enter peace talks. There's no sign that the rebels are ready for talks, and no indication that they have been seriously weakened after almost 2 weeks of airstrikes.
A temporary shrine of crosses and candles has been set up at a park in the Kenyan capital Nairobi to remember the victims of last week's attack at Garissa University by Al-Shabaab gunmen. Photographs of the 148 victims have gone on display at the vigil, which marks the end of 3 days of official mourning. One of the organisers of the vigil, Boniface Mwangi, said the government had a lot to answer for.
They died, it was preventable, but all we're saying is that corruption killed them. There's no corruption in this country that would have been prevented. Because corruption has meant that some young people in this country have no hope, have no future. Corruption has led to marginalization of communities in this country. And the government response to that is violence and brutal force. That won't help anyone. So we're here to mourn, and it's a big tragedy. This is one of the biggest terror attacks in this country, but the president behaves like nothing happened.
The Kenyan authorities say they have frozen the bank accounts of 86 individuals and entities they suspect of financing terrorism. Those named have been placed on a government watch list. 13 informal money transfers, known as hawalas, have also been closed. The Kenyan government has advised Muslims who want their banking affairs to remain compliant with Islamic law to use only institutions that are regulated by Kenya's central bank. The European Court of Human Rights has ruled that Italy violated EU rules against torture during a G8 summit in 2001. The court in Strasbourg awarded damages to an Italian man seriously injured by police at the summit. James Reynolds reports.
During the G8 summit in Genoa in 2001, the Italian police carried out a late-night raid on a school used by anti-summit demonstrators. Arnaldo Cestaro was among those who surrendered, but the police kicked him and beat him with truncheons. The officers who carried out the attack were never identified. Now, after 3 years of investigations, the European Court of Human Rights has ruled that Mr. Cestaro's beating counts as torture. It's awarded him €45,000 in damages.
World news from the BBC. The Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras has arrived in Moscow ahead of formal talks with President Putin on Wednesday. Greece says the meeting will deal with relations between the European Union and Russia, but analysts say Athens is seeking to improve relations with Moscow in case troubled bailout negotiations with its Western creditors fail. The Republican Senator Rand Paul has announced that he intends to stand in next year's U.S. presidential election. Addressing a rally in Louisville, Kentucky, Mr. Paul pledged to take the country back from special interests. The message went down well with these supporters.
I like the need for a smaller government, less spending by our government, more state control.
Someone's like a battle for the heart and soul of the party. You have this one side that is very much kind of interventionist, especially on the world stage. Rand Paul wants to kind of bring that back, and I'm very much agree with that.
Mexican prosecutors say 15 police officers have been killed and 5 wounded in an ambush by suspected gang members in the state of Jalisco. The state security commissioner said the attack took place as a convoy of elite police officers was traveling along a highway towards the state capital, Guadalajara. Militants have killed 4 Tunisian soldiers in an attack in the Kasserine area near the country's border with Algeria. This mountainous region is known for Islamist militant activity. Tunisians are still coming to terms with last month's attack on a museum in the capital Tunis, in which more than 20 people were killed, many of them tourists. A judge in Florida has dismissed court documents which accused Queen Elizabeth's second son, Prince Andrew, of having sexual relations with a young woman who had been trafficked. The British prince has strongly denied the accusations, which had been filed by a woman named Virginia Roberts. Ms. Roberts had made the claims as part of evidence relating to a wider case of an alleged sex trafficking scheme involving a businessman and registered sex offender, Jeffrey Epstein, who was a former friend of Prince Andrew. That's the latest BBC World Service News.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可 net.com。